Houston, this is N5ALW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Bob. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in, with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be May 19th, 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northam Community Center, 106 Gallery Street, Boonville. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming an eye controller, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m., still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleARC.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James calling in from Oneonta, New York via Echolink.
Good evening, Kevin. Glad to have you check in with us this evening again. How was your day and your week so far?
Well, trying to build up my ham supply, wound up putting my hands on a discone antenna today, which impressed me. So I've been trying to putter with that a little bit in between the snow showers that are down here. So hopefully I have a new toy to play with soon and hook up my little ham shack next to, you know, I have it all set up out in the backyard with my antenna out there. So tell you what, I'll send it back to Net. This is KD2FPM.
Hey, Kevin, real fine. I think you'll probably enjoy that. I'm going to do something quite similar down in the garage with a 2 meter so I can keep in touch and maybe rattle the vibes a little bit during the course of the day. Doesn't get used a whole lot. Well, very good. Thank you for checking in. 73 to you and your family. Hope you had a good week. And I hope you have a good weekend coming up. Are there any other Echolink stations wishing to check in? Come now. This is N5ALW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Bob.
KC2NBU, good evening, Bob.
Okay, we've got KC2MBU and 2PFM. George, what's going on? How was your week?
Well, good evening to you, Ray, Bob, and everybody else on the net. I did not have a very good last week and a half, almost 2 weeks now. I ended up bringing the flu home to my mother, and I was sick with it. She was sick with it so badly she ended up in the hospital for 4 days, and the worst way, they were trying to put her in a nursing home, and I wouldn't let them do it. They almost had me convinced at one point. Then when I saw how my mother acted in there, I said, oh no, I can't have this. So I wouldn't sign any of the paperwork at all, and thank God she's back home with me. Not altogether right yet, but thank God she's home with me again. I'm so glad of that. That's for sure. So that's been what's been happening here for the last week or so. hopefully things are starting to settle back to normal. So with that, we'll say God bless and 73s, N2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Well, it sounds like at least this way you're going to know how she's taken care of and not have a worry in that department. But I'm sure she'd be a whole lot happier that way than where she would have gone or another area with unknown, you know, circumstances. Okay, well, thanks for checking in. And KC2NBU, Ray, how you doing?
Well, we've got 31 degrees up on the hill here. Half an hour ago is coming up over this Two Bend Hill, and it was snowing and 28 degrees. Just got back from the auction, bought another car. So we're home, got the fire going, and eating a piece of cheesecake.
Wow, that sounds good. I haven't had a piece of cheesecake, and I don't know how long. Yeah, that blizzard really came through in spurts around here also. I could just imagine what you ran into. It got pretty heavy at times, and visibility went right down to nothing. I think temperature-wise, it didn't get too much higher than the upper 20s and maybe low 30s. I know it's 29 here right now, and it's still sprinkling snow. I don't know. Okay, Ray. Well, thank you for checking in. And we'll make another call, see if anyone care to join us. This is N5AOW, looking for check-ins.
K.A. Susan, is it?
K2ZNZ, Jack, how you doing?
Well, we're doing pretty good. It was not too exciting a day. I just turned in, and I'm sure that some of you were talking about this. Yeah, we had about an inch of snow on the car this morning, and I don't know if it snowed most of the day. And, let's see, right now we're at 35 degrees, and that's where it's been hanging just about all day long, and it's supposed to drop into the 20s tonight. But, yeah, I cleared up for a few minutes here and there, but most of the time, in fact, we had a couple whiteouts, so quite a change from what we had a few days ago, that's for sure. Oh, very good. 7-3 to everybody, and back to you, Bob. KA2ZNZ.
Okay, Jack, and thank you for checking in. Yeah, we had snow here on and off, too. Boy, sometimes it really got pretty heavy, but not much for accumulation, maybe about an inch. But I heard George talking about it on the radio station. I guess early morning, yeah, it was late morning, I guess, when I heard that. And he was talking about tonight dropping down in the upper 20s and possible accumulation of 2 inches, I guess, or 1 to 2. So I'm hoping he was wrong. I'm not looking for white stuff anymore. I want to see green. Be out cutting the grass, doing different things, and planting some of our vegetables that we started early on. Okay. Well, Jack, you have a fine evening. I'll get with you a little later on. And I'll make another call, see if anyone else is here to join us. N5AOW, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-in. Well, like I was saying earlier, I took a trip down to the hardware store, and there were times that the road was covered, and it was windy, visibility was poor, and just snowing like the dead of winter. and it seemed like it was coming up from the southwest or from the south. It changed directions a couple of times, and I hear some areas out towards the Finger Lakes really got pasted pretty good for a while. So I'm hoping this thing will blow through and we can get on with spring. I think we're long overdue. That's about the best conclusion I can come to on that. So with that, I'll make a final call. Anyone care to join us? N5AOW.
Yes, N2PFM. As far as that goes with the weather today, 33 to 38 was the temperature range, and we did have some spurts of snow in that on and off, though nothing accumulated here. That's 35 here right now on the mountainside. God bless, 73, N2PFM clear.
Okay, George. Yeah, it varied in different areas. I know it was up and down. I think around here the best we might have done, I think, was about 38. But it's down there now, and not much we can do to make it any warmer. Okay, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley service net. Return the frequency to regular amateur use. I want to thank Kevin James for checking in, George, Ray, Jack, and all those that might have been listening, 73 to all. Have a fine evening. This is N5AOW clear.
Have a good day tomorrow. KA2000.